This recording, Jiangsu 27, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from Diet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you wouldn't only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently striking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she admitted either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the gooses, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Zhangjiagang. It was a small city, but now it is very well developed. And then I talk about my family. I got a sister, and she is very tall, taller than the Eurogirls, and she is knowledgeable and cool. Now she is working in the bank, and I treasure my junior school times because I have lots of friends at that time. My grandparents raised me up, and I love them very much. I first began to learn English at the age of 12.
孔子讲，热是真光，一旦活一旦复习是蛮开心的。要是能有朋友从蛮远个地方过来，也是蛮开心的。侬不晓得，但不过侬不还是，侬不应该维持搿种，侬就是个好人。孔子讲，四季应该有三百篇，但不过侬有一句话开始改过啊，就是四五万。子游问孝，子游讲，以下个。孝敬的人，慈悲能养，但不过搿只改了母呢，才好养个，勿正经有啥区别呢？孔子讲，慈己所以，过己所有，足己所恶，人人三善，人人三善。